And I wanted to mention one of the other abstracts that was presented once again by the Spanish group. And one of the limitations of applying this is the ability to get tumor specimens. In patients who have stage 4 disease, only about half of them will have tumor specimens that you can analyze, and you need to have more than 70% of tumor cells, so you have problems. The Spanish group took a look and found out that in 75% of them you can detect mutations in the circulating blood. And if we find other important genomic determinants or changes in there, being able to go to and look at the DNA in the circulating blood may be a big help in doing this, and it shows the potential of adapting technology and being able to select patients for treatment in a better fashion.
That's interesting. These are circulating tumor cells?
One of the things that happens in patients who have cancer, the amount of free DNA in your blood, in your plasma, is about 2 to 4 times higher than it is in a normal person who doesn't have cancer. And one of the things they showed in this is that if you had a mutation in your tumor, you could pick it up in the blood in about 75%. If you picked it up in the blood, all those tumors had mutations. There were no false positives. So if you could do a two-step procedure, that is, you see somebody, you draw their blood, you genotype it. If you pick up a mutation, you can say, yeah, their tumor's likely to have it. And we're pursuing that particular avenue as well to try to make it a bit simpler and make it less invasive.